This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
The official language of football is trash talk, late night group chats, memes, and unbelievable highlight clips. That's why Boost Mobile brings you our new global connection plan, the first plan ever made for WhatsApp. Get unlimited data, talk and text, international roaming, and calls to over 100 countries for just $40 a month.
$40 price includes $5 a month auto pay discount. After 40 gigabytes of premium high-speed data, speeds will be lowered. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit store or boostmobile.com for details.
Discover a spectacular island destination with crystal blue seas, endless sunshine, and the cool Bahamian breeze. Baja Mar, located in Nassau, Bahamas, offers your choice of three luxury hotels, over 45 fine dining and nightlife venues, Jean Baptiste's all-new jazz club, the Caribbean's most luxurious casino, and one-of-a-kind experiences for the entire family, like our 15-acre tropical water park, wildlife sanctuary, world-class golf course, and so much more. Visit BajaMar.com today.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube if that's the way you want to consume your podcast. Right, exactly. And this is our first After the Show podcast since we've been back from vacation, which is why you haven't heard any After the Show podcast because, well,
we haven't been here. Okay, so I'm so excited to hear about your vacation, Sam, with your son, Sammy, in Chicago. It's the first time you guys have taken a vacation together.
Yeah.
And it's the first summer in a while you haven't done a solo Sam vacation.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked to you in 2 weeks. We haven't seen you, and you're downright chipper today, and I'm excited about that for you.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. It was an okay vacation. It was great.
For real.
No, it was a lot of great food. It was a lot of stuff. There were a couple of things that we tripped across that were like, oh, I want to do this.
Those are the best things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Impromptu.
And the biggest one for me was we had put our name in for an hour wait at one of the pizza restaurants, one of the deep dish restaurants.
Yeah.
And so it was at the Wrigley building. So we were walking around outside. They're going to call you when it's your time.
Is this a famous pizza place? Or
Lou Malnati's. Yeah, it's one of the two deep dish places. It's
okay.
The one the tourists all go to.
That sounds really good.
We had gone to another one, Giordano's, but some of these people are like, you really need to go to... All right, fine. We'll do it. And so while we're walking around, I look over and I see at one of these stairwells that goes down to the lower level of the street, it says World Famous Billy Goat Tavern. And I was like, oh, Sammy, we have got to go. I stopped what he was doing. I was like, let's go. And he goes, what are we doing? I was like, we're going to the Billy Goat Tavern. We go down there and he goes, is this famous? What is this? I was like, cheeseburger, 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 Saturday Night Live. And of course, Sammy has no clue what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's so far back, though. Yeah. A lot of people wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah. And sure enough, outside they have the sign up that says cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. So we go in there and it kind of looks just like they did on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
And the whole thing, and it's like, that's where they got the idea. When those guys, Belushi and Aykroyd, used to be in Second City in Chicago, they'd go eat there. And so that's where they got the idea. Well, apparently back then, that's what it was. You could have a cheeseburger, a Pepsi, and chips, and that was it. But there were that's options cool. this time. Because I was waiting for, like, you going to ask me?
And they didn't.
But they had all the fountain drinks. I was like, okay, I'll take a Barks. And I was waiting for, no Barks, Pepsi! But it was Barks. And he did
so
ask,
you had cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Okay, but so you were waiting for pizza while this happened.
Yeah, so I just came, that pizza came up, it was like, no thanks, we don't want
it. Oh, wow, okay.
Excuse me, so I was a really little kid when that SNL episode first aired. Do they actually have like a marking or a plaque or something that says
pictures?
What that is? Because the historical, it's kind of important to define that because that was what, like 1978, 77, something like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had that sign outside that says cheeseburger, cheeseburger, no Coke, Pepsi.
Oh, they do have that, okay.
But it's like they made the sign and put it up there.
Oh, that's
and if you're not looking for this place, you're not going to find this place.
Okay.
Because it was part of where there's an upstairs roadway and then there's a downstairs roadway.
Yeah.
And you just had a trip across
it. So that was a highlight for you. It is always fun. Plan if you want to and must, but know what lands in your lap is going to have a different feel because you had no expectation for it.
Yeah.
You didn't know you were going to walk in there. Mm-mm. And how was the cheeseburger?
Yeah, it was a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a joint, you know, typical joint. And
cheeseburger.
It was more for the atmosphere than really the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Good.
Because you got to see the people around you. First day we ate Al's Italian Beef. I wanted a Chicago Italian Beef. It was all right. I mean,
it didn't live up for you.
It was. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. A roast beef po' boy is so much better.
To you.
The whole thing with the Italian beef is they dip it in, after they make the sandwich, they dip it in the gravy and then, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it was.
That seems sort of messy, yeah.
It was a little messy and it was an okay sandwich.
I know you're going to tell us a lot about food and other things that you did, but didn't you guys stay in sort of like a hostel or not? Like what
was
that?
It was a former hostel. I looked it up. It was a speakeasy hotel back in the day.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, it's got those speakeasy vibes, the old hotel vibes.
It
was an old hotel built in the 20s. Uh-huh. It became a hostel at some point, and then somebody bought it, and now they've turned it back into a hotel. But it's just like cool, old vibe in the lobby and the bar area and all that.
But you had your own room, and he shared a room?
He had a...
Sort of hostel style?
Yeah, they still have the room set up sort of hostily because Sammy got a 4 bunk bedroom, but for himself, not to spend with other people. You could get the 4 bunk bedroom for yourself.
What did he do with the other 3 bunks?
Nothing.
Okay.
He said he used one bed to sleep in, and the other one of the other beds he used, like if he came in sweaty, he would lay on that bed.
Oh, okay.
Since he had 4 to choose from.
Got it. Okay.
I got a queen bed. And this is one of those places where... nothing in any room matches the other rooms.
Okay.
It's one of those old places where like, yeah, let's get a couple lamps and put them in here. And, you know, like regular hotels,
it's
the lamps
almost always
match,
the same.
You know, every totally different. And
it was
a good character this place had.
Like it. Okay.
And of course it saved us like half the price of a hotel. So.
Okay.
And it was right next door to Eataly, which was really kind of cool.
You finally got to experience Eataly.
Yeah.
Wherever that place is, if you go to a city where there's Eataly, enjoy it.
It's
Did
so
you
funny
like it?
Because anytime, you know, we mentioned that to others, you know, they'll say, yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty touristy. It's like, well, yeah, but it's Eataly. Not every city has that.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool setup. And the food is really good.
I mean,
they had the food. I got a little slice of pizza, but the rest of the store was just like,
cool
to me. Everything you can imagine.
They have really good candy.
They had an anchovy section, Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last time Jody and I got to experience that together was in
Vegas.
Las Vegas. Our friend June lives in Dallas, and that's where Jody's been able to experience that with
Again,
her.
Yeah.
They have their mortadella sandwich. It's good.
I got news for
it
you.
Is so good.
They've got some Bellinis too that are delicious.
Yeah.
Sipping cocktails.
I bought me some candy. You know, made my own bag of candy.
Good.
And then over in the bread section, I was like, "Oh, let me get a focaccia for the hotel room." That and where I was at it.
Yeah.
Saturday was all about the Cubs and Wrigley. We took a tour of Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
You
got to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's only a couple parks in the country you got to take a tour of.
Wrigley's one of them.
And then after that, we hung around the Wrigleyville, which is the whole area around it, because there's just stuff going on. It's almost like a festival every game day.
Okay. And he had never been there.
No.
And you had never been there.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's a very father-son thing to do.
Yeah.
There was a 1-hour delay because it was storming. Game finally started. About the 6th inning, there was a fog delay. I've never seen this. The fog moved in.
Yeah.
Couldn't see what was going on the field. So they called a 20-minute delay. And then because it was July 4th, after the game, they had a fireworks show. They don't do fireworks at Wrigley.
Okay.
But they did a fireworks show for this. And it was really kind of cute because all the Cubs players and the families, it was like their family day.
Oh, sweet.
So they all came out of the dugout, and they all sat on the grass between the pitcher's mound and home plate to watch the fireworks.
Oh,
like
wow.
The whole team.
That's cute.
And we were all in the stands. And then
did that together.
That was the tour was at 2:00 in the afternoon. We got back to the hotel about midnight.
Oh,
that's a commitment.
A long day.
Sports, events are like that. I mean, it's always a commitment. 5 hours or more.
Yeah.
And just
then we went on the Chicago River. You can take the boat tours where they go up and down the river and they, this is this architecture and this is the Wrigley building and that's the Trump Tower and that's this.
Yeah.
We decided to go with a kayak tour.
Oh.
There was about 15 of us. Everybody gets a kayak or you can get a tandem kayak and there's a guide. And for 2 hours, you're paddling the Chicago River.
You did that.
It was great. I mean, you get wet.
Me.
You get wet because the paddle is splashing and every now and then a wave will hit you.
You're with a bunch of people or just you and Sammy?
No, a bunch of us. It was
like
a dozen or so, 20 of us.
Okay.
And he's like, everybody keep together. And then we paddle and he stops and he goes, over here is this and that. And so you're getting the tour, but you're doing it in a kayak.
That's cool.
It was just really cool just to be able to see it that low down. Mm-hmm. Water's clear too in Chicago River. It surprised me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the heat wave that we all were experiencing in New York, was it just as hot in Chicago or
not? First, that Friday when I left New York to go to Chicago, it was sweltering that day. But then the next few days, it was like highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s and 70s.
Wow, that's super nice.
It still felt a little humid.
Yeah.
Well, you are right around the lakes.
Yeah.
So
of course it's humid.
Did the paddle and, you know, the kayak, and then that's when we went up in the Sears/Willis Tower.
Yeah.
And it's more, if you ever do get a chance to do it, I would do it, because it's more than just get on the elevator, go to the top.
It's history.
It walks you through this whole display of everything Chicago has to offer. In fact, it's a good thing, Sammy even said this, a good thing to hit that before you start seeing Chicago. Because it's like, oh, yeah, they got this in Chicago. Oh, yeah, they got that in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take this elevator. I swear it was like a 10-second elevator ride to the 103rd floor.
What?
Your ears are just...
Yeah.
And then get out and it's like... Chicago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and we got on the ledge. That was fun.
Yeah.
We did a bike ride one day. The day that we went to see the White Sox game, we went on a bike ride around Lake Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Electric bikes. So it really wasn't a lot of pedaling. By the way, July 4th, the Wrigley Day, I checked my phone, 19,000 steps.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that's great, Sam.
How were your feet?
This past Sunday, 300 steps.
Yeah, right. Okay.
How did your feet hold up?
My feet were fine. My knees were a little shaky. By the end of this trip, from getting on and off of trains and walking up and down steps, my knees were a little shaky. But
well, it's a good thing you've been walking in your life. Like, you've been exercising to prepare for this.
I was wondering if I was going to have to be able to squeeze walking in. And it's like, I did enough walking to...
So did you didn't do any of the Al Capone stuff, huh? Or did you
didn't do any of the
because isn't like the wall there in the where he was shot, isn't that?
I think so.
Was it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of mob tour Al Capone history in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like we were there 5 days and we did at least two things a day.
You can't possibly get it all done. It. Yeah. No. Right.
Yeah. But the bike ride along Lake Michigan, the weather that day, sunshine, had to be in the 70s or low 80s.
Oh, perfect.
And we got on about at the Navy Pier and we just rode all the way north. And Sammy said it wound up being like 16 miles that we went.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so far up north, he goes, hey, isn't Wrigley Field up here? And it's like, we look at the map and it was like 2 or 3 blocks over.
So it's like, go.
So it's like, let's go. So we rode over there on a non-game day. So everything is deserted.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, we had some donuts there and rode back. And then we got back. I turned my bike in. Sammy wanted to swim in the lake. So he ran back to the hotel.
Well, Sammy's like a triathlon person, right?
Yeah. He got his bathing suit, went back out to Lake Michigan, and went swimming.
Wow.
For like 20 minutes. And then, we had to go to the White Sox game. And that's where I had probably one of the best pizzas I've ever had. It was this place called Vito and Nick's.
Oh, man.
And I had found, this is like the place I wanted to eat this whole trip.
Vito and Nick's.
Okay. It's one of the places that claims to have invented the tavern pizza, which is Chicago's famous for the deep dish, and also the tavern pizza, which is cracker thin. If you get a thin crust at Domino's and all that, that's sort of like a tavern pizza.
Okay,
but this thing, I swear, was paper thin, and crunchy. And I asked the lady, I said, "We're gonna get a sausage because that's what you're supposed to get." But she goes, "Oh, we got the special. It's sausage and onion and bell pepper and mushrooms." I was like,
"That sounds delicious."
Up.
Yeah,
16-inch pizza that had to be 18 inches, and because it's that paper thin, you know, you can eat half the pizza. And
sure,
yeah.
And the place, Murphy, it was total joint vibe. Carpet on the walls.
Love
that. Lighting fixtures didn't match.
I love it.
And you know, she said, "What do you want to drink?" I said, "Coke Zero." And I'm used to, you know, we don't have that. We only do Pepsi. And so she goes, "Well, we don't have that." I said, "All right, Diet Pepsi's good." "We don't have that." I was like, "What do you have?"
Wow.
Diet Right Cola.
Oh,
really?
Their diet drink was a Diet RC.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I was like,
okay.
Bring them over here. And I heard a lady at a table a couple away from us saying she wanted a draft beer. And she goes, "What do y'all have on draft?" "We have Old Style and Pabst Blue Ribbon."
That's it.
Wait, no Bud, no Miller, no Coors. What? Because that's the kind of place this was. It was cash only.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No ATM in the place. Okay. They give you directions to go two blocks down to the liquor store where there's an ATM.
I love that kind of place. It makes you wonder how much longer. Hopefully, the family or someone will just stay true to that in the coming years.
Yeah.
You know, because those places are special, but they're not modern and they're not today.
No, I mean, and you can see when you're walking up to it, the neon sign in the window, Vito and Nick's pizza.
Love it.
And the pizza was just. It was perfect.
So tavern pizza is a favorite style of yours. Talk to me about the thick. I have never had that kind of pizza.
True deep dish.
Sounds like I would like it. It sounds delicious.
I wasn't sure about it going in because a lot of those deep dish ones, you see the sauce on the top, and I'm not like a heavy sauce person. Deep dish pizza, they make it a weird way. It's like everything goes inside, and the sauce and stuff will be on top.
Okay. Okay.
So it was actually our friend Jeremy kind of described it as lasagna in a pizza crust.
That makes sense.
That's almost what it's like. And two slices of that, you're done.
No kidding. I mean, it sounds heavy.
You can't eat it. That's the thickness of it. That was,
Oh, wow.
That's what it looks like. And that's a 10-inch pizza. And that fed both of us and had pieces left over.
So You and Sammy sound like good travel partners, like, you know, because some people would not want pizza again, you know, it sounds like everything went fine.
I had sent him a list ahead of time. Like, these are the places I really want to try to get to. And then he came up with a couple during the trip. It's like, let's go eat breakfast here. Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if you saw my 4th of July shirt, 250 years later, in the SpongeBob font.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's fantastic.
I had my red, white, and blue shoes on, so.
Very cute.
Overall,
representing America.
It was a fun trip. I would take the tour. I would recommend a tour at Wrigley if you ever go up there. Go to the tower. I don't know, Murphy, how you'd have pulled the tower off. I know you wouldn't have gone on the ledge, but even up that high looking out, that probably would have done you.
Well, I enjoyed those things.
I do. So
you went on the Empire State.
The top.
We loved it.
Both levels, the observation deck of the Empire State Building, and then you can take you can go up 10 more floors into the. I don't remember what they call that part.
I don't remember either. But
the thing about the Empire State Building, and I don't know if you felt that in the Chicago Tower or not, but those buildings are designed to sway. So I don't know if it was moving when you were up there.
It said that the building had I can't remember how many feet they said the sway was in the building, but they actually, when you get up there, they have a screen that tells you you're at 1,300 feet, temperature is this, the wind is out of the north at this. So it's like when you're up there doing that. And the other thing, I don't want to leave this out. I'm not a museum person. I don't like museums.
I get it.
I saw King Tut when I was little. That was cool. But going to museums, I went to one in D.C. and walking around, it's just like, I don't get it. We went to the Art Institute of Chicago. I know it sounds like a school, but I would do it again in a heartbeat.
That's great.
Because it's pieces that you know. There was Picasso. There was Monet. There was Degas. American Gothic.
Original American Gothic.
Yeah, this was the thing too. I told Sammy,
like, standing by this,
I could touch it. I know
you can't.
I know, but it's like it's right there. Some of them had the thin piece of glass over a painting. Others, like the Sunday in the Park one, you could walk right up and just touch it if you wanted to. And it was just like this is uber famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nighthawks, which I didn't know what Nighthawks was. Do you know what Nighthawks is?
No.
Sammy kept saying Nighthawks, Nighthawks, Nighthawks. So it's like, finally we get there. I see Nighthawks. And Nighthawks is that painting of the...
Of course I know that. The diner.
The diner. With the people in the diner.
James Dean.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not James Dean. Those are the meme versions.
What's the real one? Like these older people?
It's
like,
just three people. It looks like that could be Marilyn Monroe and it could be Humphrey Bogart.
But it's not.
Right. But it was like, hey, I know that one.
I never knew it was called that.
It was just.
And you were standing right there in front of it.
Wow. It's like there's famous things. I get a museum now. And we saw the big shiny bean, too. We stayed outside and played around the bean for like 30 minutes because it's that reflective.
Yeah.
So wherever you stand, you're getting a wacky picture.
That's crazy.
On the side.
I bet you had a blast there.
Yeah.
Who planned that? Since you're not a museum person, did you go like kicking and screaming?
Sammy kind of wanted to do that.
Sure.
And I was like, sure, let's go.
Well, it's fair to say
but
that.
Once I got in, it's like, okay, this is
we'll
good.
Get into it when we do our After the Show podcast tomorrow about our time in New York with our girls, because I loved the Met, and I love the Met. And so
yeah, me too. I thought
but
it was
museums
fantastic.
Are not for everyone, and I'm not sure that Taylor was as much about the Met as doing other things, and that's fine.
I
Everybody's
think
different.
The thing about museums is, you know, different things resonate with different people. Some people, you know, museums are not all things from 3,000, 5,000 years ago in Egyptian artifacts, which to me are quite fascinating. I learned a lot, actually, about that, and I know that we'll do that in the podcast.
That, yeah.
But so I was really fascinated about things that either I didn't retain from school or just weren't taught. I don't know which of the two it was, but it's probably that I didn't retain some of it. But, you know, it depends on what type of museum that you're going into. If there's if it's more pop culture, if it's more 20th century, if it's more, you know, the art museums like you're talking about, sculpture. There's so many different aspects. Washington, D.C. has something that they call the Newseum, which is all about television news. And I did that one years ago, and it's fascinating.
Oh, that sounds like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it depends on who you are. But, yeah, it can. If you don't know any better, you can assume that you wouldn't enjoy it.
The one I went to in D.C., you know, it was just like, this is all modern-y stuff, and okay.
But you were this like, one, next.
I mean, it's like, play the hits.
Yeah.
This was like
those
the
are the
hits.
Hits.
You walk in, and it's like, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one. And we even did our own little American
Gothic.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's so fun. I'm so glad you had a really, really good trip.
Yeah, that was it. It was just right.
Wow.
Yeah. Right there in your face.
Well, you can't touch it. Please remember that. You make me nervous saying that. You're going to get thrown out.
Right. Well, so tomorrow on the After the Show podcast, and Jody and I will, you know, give you the insight on our New York trip and a subscription that I didn't expect to, a membership. I don't even know if Jody knows that I signed up for while I was there.
Of
I know.
Course.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
So that'll be tomorrow's After the Show podcast. I'm glad you had a good time in Chicago.
It was a blast.
He's dribbling the ball with everything on the line. He's driving down the pitch. He's facing price hikes and cuts past him. Carrier Contracts tries to block him. Oh, he leaves him in the dust. He's at the edge of the box. He cuts past the nonstop group chat trash talk. He clears on goal. He shoots. No! Unlimited data for $25 a month forever!
Visit your local Boost Mobile store today to get unlimited data with a price that never changes. Boost Mobile. After 30 GB, customers may experience lower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost $25 unlimited plan.
For adults with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms, every choice matters. Tremfya offers self-injection or intravenous infusion from the start. Tremfya is administered as injections under the skin or infusions through a vein every 4 weeks, followed by injections under the skin every 4 or 8 weeks. If your doctor decides that you can self-inject Tremfya, proper training is required. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions, increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them, and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or need a vaccine. Explore what's possible. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.